7:25, Steve Cochran Show. We continue in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Twitter at Cochran Show, Facebook, Steve Cochran Show. And joining us now is Dave McInerney, who is already a hero to me. And I appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Proud father of five, youngest of which is Maddie. And you and your family lost Maddie last fall. But the circumstances are just really remarkable. And this sounds like one heck of an amazing kid. You know, I can't imagine how fresh it is. I can't imagine what it feels like every day to try to put one foot in front of the other. So, Dave, thank you for coming on to talk about her. So tell us about Maddie. What did she love to do? Who was she?
Well, Maddie was an incredible young person. She was a cheerleader, and a scholarship was created in her name for cheerleading. But she was more than a cheerleader. She was someone who bridged all of the little high school cliques that exist. She was somebody who brought people together. And we never realized how much until she, at 16 years old, was diagnosed with brain cancer, and our entire community came in to support us. You know, they held us up during the most difficult time of our life. And so what we did is we created wanted to create a charity. We lost her in November, and we wanted to create a charity to fund the scholarship in her name, to keep her name alive.
And sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. I just want to tell people, and we'll put this link up so you could see it and you could help even if you can't make it tomorrow night. But it's Maddie Palooza, and it's tomorrow night from 6 to 10:30 at CrossFit Freedom, right?
Yeah, it's in the parking lot in front of CrossFit Freedom. So it's not an exercise event. So people have asked me that. it's a concert that we created. I will have four local bands. I will have food. We'll have, you know, soft drinks and things, and we're just going to celebrate Maddie's life, who she was. You know, Maddie was an exceptional person in that in sixth grade, she came home one night and she said, and this is prior to her cancer diagnosis, she said she was cutting off her hair for St. Baldrick's. And I said, no, you're not. I said, yeah, that's crazy. You have beautiful long hair. She said that there was a young girl at school who had cancer, and she wanted to do it to support her. And I said, you know, Maddie, you know, cutting off your hair is just too much. You know, you're young, and you know, there's a lot of changes happening with you right now. And she looked at me and she said, Dad, I have a choice. She doesn't. And I really had nothing to say. Needless to say, she cut off all of her hair. She did it again in eighth grade. Right before she was getting ready to go into high school, because it's obviously St. Baldrick's is in March. And we didn't know at that point that she was just starting to, the tumor was starting to grow in her brain. And at 16, they found the tumor. And she fought the next 3 years courageously. And, you know, we're incredibly, incredibly proud of her. Again, there is a scholarship for her as a cheerleader. But Maddie was much more than a cheerleader. She was in the choir. She was actually on the bowling team. She was somebody that bridged all of those little groups, brought everybody together. We had her birthday party last year before we went on our Make-A-Wish trip. And I can honestly say that every kind of person was there, from your intellectual person to your cheerleader to your athlete. Everybody was there, and they all supported her and supported us. And this is kind of our way of giving back to the community. It is a non-for-profit charity that we've created to administer this money. 100% of the money will go to this scholarship, and we're proud to say that we'll keep Maddie's voice alive, Maddie's name alive.
This glioblastoma tumor that your daughter suffered with is what Bo Biden had and what John McCain deals with, and it's incredibly aggressive and ridiculous. And your kid sounds like she was nothing but amazing, and the legacy of paying it forward here with your family and creating this scholarship is an amazing thing. It takes so much courage to be able to step up and do this. But for what it's worth, from one dad to another, I couldn't be more proud of you.
Well, thank you. And honestly, I think the way that Maddie fought this cancer, she raised with two different charities, Voices Against Brain Cancer and Brain Up. She raised more than $50,000 in the 2 years that she was involved. And she gave some incredibly inspirational speeches. Last year, when she was blind in one eye and had very limited use of the right side of her body, she quoted Helen Keller. And she said to the crowd that Helen Keller once said, "It's far less scary walking in the dark with a friend than alone in the daylight." And then she had a pregnant pause, and she looked at the crowd, and she said, "Thank you for walking in the dark with me, and thank you for trying to turn the lights back on my future." And if you can't take a 17-year-old girl who has that kind of courage and try to be courageous, then I don't know who you are. That's really what this community has done, is they've stood behind her and stood behind us and supported us all the way. And, you know, I thank you so much for helping us promote this event, because this is an event of love and event of hopefully supporting our community for the next 10 years and something that was very important to Maddie. Maddie was an honor student, believe it or not, school was very important, and during these last days of her life, she went to tutoring 3 or 4 days a week just so she could keep up with her classmates. And that's one of the main reasons we chose a scholarship as the way to honor her.
How is your family doing? I mean, it may sound like a ridiculous question, because I know it's one day at a time, but your four other kids and your family, are you guys all getting by day to day, just you know, with these memories and unifying over this event? I can't imagine how tough that is.
It is tough. It's I've got four kids in college right now, and obviously, losing somebody the caliber of Maddie, losing any child is so difficult. But Maddie was our heart, so we're all kind of broken, but we're trying to heal, and we're trying to use this as a way to heal. You know, just kind of give back to all the people that held us up over the last, you know, 3 years. And so I don't know. I don't think anybody can be okay after something like this.
Of course not.
But, you know, I tell you honestly, I'm very proud of my children, all of them, for getting through all of this. And I'm proud of our community, because I can't tell you the amount of support that we've gotten from our community for this event and for all of the things that have happened, all the numbers of people that were at Maddie's side when she died. Every day there were at least 20, 30, 40, 50 children in our house. There were children singing to her. There were children just holding her hand. They were young adults. And it just gives me hope for the future of this country when you see that these kind of people are what we've produced. These are amazing young people who really deserve to be honored.
It's called Maddie's Voice, not-for-profit, to create a $2,000 annual scholarship, and I bet we can do even better than that. The links are going to go up in the next few minutes, and I would say less than 10 minutes, probably more like 5 minutes, up at Facebook, Steve Cochran Show, and at Cochran Show on Twitter, and also WGNRadio.com, of course. And we hope you'll go there because there's direct links there that you can click on that you can help. It might be short notice for some of you who are just figuring this out and finding out about this, but you can help now and you can help in the future. And last thing for you, my new friend, you know, Dave, your daughter would want you to take good care of yourself. And I can't imagine how busy you are and running around and making sure tomorrow night's a success. But, you know, take care of yourself in this whole process as well.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's always been focusing on a task, and I guess she's helping me to focus on something so I don't think about other things. So this is a little bit therapeutic for me. And again, with people like you supporting us, and with people like our community supporting us, I'm incredibly humbled, and I'm so thankful for being blessed with all of you. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless your family, and. Appreciate you coming on and talking about this. And again, click on those links. They'll go up there shortly. And have a great time tomorrow night. Lots of memories. I'm sure there'll be some tears, but a lot of laughs, too. So have a good time.
Thank you so much for your support.
That is Dave McInerney, Maddie McInerney's dad.